My friend, out here in these forests, we do not live by the counting of hours. Time is not the same in the mighty face of nature as it is in the cities of men. Anyway, our sense of time depends upon how life is lived. To a captive, the days are long indeed. But for those who are free, a moment lasts only a moment. Out here in these hills, we see the great cycle of risings and settings, the passage of seasons. We feel the shadows lengthen in the brief span of dawn to twilight. We know that with coming winter, the days shorten to endless dark. The ice giants exhale, and we, like fallen leaves, are blown into the dead of winter, with the howl of demons swept into the dread of longest night. That is our history. Now, good friend, hold no terror for those darkest hours of the night, those times so still you can hear the fearful beating of your own heart. For even in the terrible lightless moments, when ghosts of the past come to haunt, then too will good spirits proceed about, fulfilling sacred tasks and bringing dreams of brighter times. In the majestic slow movement of the stars across the sky, witness the clock that tells the passage of all life and its meaning. In our deepest despair of that long night, a thin golden light will spread itself at the edge of the eastern sky, bringing definition to the horizon and piercing us with hope. In the distance, a small bird will begin to sing its joyful matutinal to drive our fears away. We will have again the promise of returning light, that we and all of life will have yet one more day in the light of dawn.